Hiya, friends. Are you easily upset by risque language and thought? Well, consider this fair warning. You just might have wandered down the wrong alley, if you know what I mean.
You walk into the room, you see somebody naked and you say,
weird sounds inside the gold mine.
And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
Well, I like drinking whiskey, and I like having fun. And I usually knew what I shouldn't do, but it's usually what I done. But it's weighing on my conscience now, and it's wearing on my health. So I made this little promise to myself. One of these days, I want to change my ways. I want to straighten up and settle down. Stop all the foolish fooling around. I'm gonna be a good boy and start living right. Well, one of these days I'll change my ways, but I ain't gonna start tonight. Well, the grass is always greener on the wrong side of the track, but I'm not looking forward to never looking back. Cause I like going to parties and staying out till dawn. And I usually know where I shouldn't go, but it's usually where I gone. But now my health is failing and my conscience pains me too. So please believe me when I'm telling you, one of these days I want to change my ways. When I grow up and I calm down, I'm gonna drive straight home instead of going into town. I'm gonna be a good boy and start living right. Well, one of these days I'll change my ways, but I ain't gonna start tonight. Come on in here, Mike. Well, I've been down the wrong road, but I'm on the right road now, and I'm quite prepared to take this solemn vow. One of these days, I'm gonna change my ways. When I wise up and simmer down, I'm gonna stop all that tomcatting around. I'm gonna be a good boy and start living right. Well, one of these days, I'll change my ways, but I ain't gonna start tonight. You got that right.
One of these days. You know, the really cool part about the Honeymooners wasn't that, you know, Ralph Kramden was such a schmuck and everybody could identify with him, or that Art Carney was such a genius and everybody just wanted to watch him. No. It was Alice Kramden, Audrey Meadows. She was one of the first, if not the first, very strong woman created for sitcom television. Armist Brooks came over from radio. Ralph Kramden would stand there screaming his boorish ways, and Alice would just give him a slow, withering look. And then the next three or four words that came out of her mouth totally decimated him each and every time. Plus, the love between the two of them was obvious and genuine in terms of the characters. Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine started with One of These Days by the Lucky Stars. We thank our lucky stars for the opening. I am your ghost, Mike Gold, and I think we've only got 1, 2, 3, 4 sets this week. I mean, the show's still 2 hours, but these are going to be longer sets. What does that mean? Not a lot, except I'll be talking just as much, but in fewer segments. So the word babble comes to mind. And there's so much to babble about these days. You know, the problem with actually talking about sort of current events is that I record this on Saturday. It first airs on Sunday. It's on demand forever and ever and ever. By the time it gets on the air the first time, 24 hours from now, the world could have changed entirely. It changes every night. I don't know if you've noticed, but all of these strange stories out of Washington always drop somewhere between about 7 Eastern and maybe 9 or 10 Eastern, particularly on Friday nights. Why? Because they're hoping to bury their shenanigans in the middle of the night. That trick never works. Not with all of these 24-hour news channels on cable, and more important, and more confusingly, the internet. But I'm babbling again. We'll do the big babble at the end where it belongs, because we have got a shitload of kick-ass rockin' blues for you right here on Yancey Street's spiffiest pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com, and we're going to prove it with Alice Cooper.
Do my hair, I paint my nails. It pours outside, it never fails. So the makeup runs down my pretty face. I'm a muddy mess, a Mac disgrace. But when I leave this room tonight, I'm gonna look and feel alright. Cause my mama says the world's an oyster. Girl, from my ruby red lips to my
should have been. Baggy pants falling off of him. And I don't know what I've been told. Big city music ain't got no soul. Today he's a lipstick killer for the new year. Cause for real I'll shoot myself here. And I don't know what I've been told. Big city music ain't got no. Play me some of that good. Play me some of that good. Music from music from rock and rock.
We'll be right back. was in love with a girl on marijuana. She said, if I'm not stoned, I don't wanna. But she got so paranoid, her place I would avoid. I was in love with a girl on marijuana. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. She had everything going but her brain. We'd talk endlessly for hours, but by morning it'd go sour. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. Through ecstasy, crystal meth and glue, I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know just what I need. I was in love with a girl on LSD. She'd see things I'd never see. She broadened her perspective. Then I got more selective. I was in love with a girl on LSD. I threw ecstasy, crystal meth and glue. I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know what I need. I was in love with a girl who drank beer till bad breath and all, she disappeared. She was blowing up real bad, but when she left I was still sad. I was in love with a girl that drank beer. I was in love with a girl on China Way. We were married for a year one night. Her memory still lingers, 'cause I burned all my fingers. I was in love with a girl on China Way. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. There's times when I couldn't keep her off me. That caffeine got her going, but her ugly side was showing. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. I was in love with a girl who was a dealer. I was afraid somebody'd come and steal her. We never used to fight, but the phone rang day and night. I was in love with a girl who was a dealer. Sure as hell, she got popped by the big guys.
every evening, when all my dishwater suit, I call my baby and ask her what she would do. I mention movies, but she don't seem to do that. Then she asks me, what on a visit to flat? And that's a supper, and let the evening pass by. Drinking records, besides a groovy high-five. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. My baby loves me, she gets her feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so that none can see. We got that, we got that, yeah, yeah. We got that, we got that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. My pretty baby, I never knew such a thing. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. My pretty baby, I want you all for my own. If everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say.
Talking about all mean. I was only joking, I'm on your team. Please don't go, don't leave me here. Only thing I have left are my tears.
About that before. Mr. Georgie, Fame and the Blue Flames. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Georgie was just about 1 year away from the Beatles there, wasn't he? Before Georgie was Link. Link Ray, Slinky. That big documentary about him and other Native American rockers. There's a lot. That puppy opens up, I think, in New York and, you know, selected cities this week, and it should be sort of nationally available in August. It's a documentary. Haven't seen it, but the music sounds phenomenal. I'll let you know once I've seen it. Until then, carry around the memories of Tom Petty, Girl on LSD, and before Tom, the Pristines, Run Back to You, the Model Rockets preceded them with Rock and Roll, the Movie, and we open the set with Mr. Alice Cooper, Genuine American Girl, as opposed to Alice Cooper, who sounds like he should be a genuine American girl, but is not. Not to say that girls can't play golf. They certainly can. Coming up, Jimi Hendrix, Jackie Merritt, Coco Taylor, The Fugs, and so much more. Starting off with Guitar Slim in 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold bind.
Get the point, radio!
The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. My search would always end in vain. I would search all night for you, baby. Lord, in my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you was hit out with your other man. I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby, Lord, I just can't get along with you.
You I've been working for the landlord all my livelong life. We've been working for the landlord, me, my kids, and the wife. Can't you hear the alarm clock ringing, calling so early in the morn? Can't you hear the bosses bawling in voices filled with scorn?
Sucker, wanna check? Sucker, won't you wake? Wake your whole damn life away. Oh, you stupid jerk, don't you love to work? Making shit for very little pay.
Oh, someone's in the Congress with the landlord, and someone's getting fucked, I know. Well, landlord and boss, fuck the working class, from New York to San Diego.
Sucker, won't you work? Sucker, what a jerk. Work your whole damn life away. Don't you love your work? What a stupid jerk, shoveling shit for very little pay.
I've been working for the landlord all my livelong life. We've been working for the landlord, me, my kids, and the wife.
But me and you, too many cooks are gonna spoil. little samba coming on. Here we go.
Thank you. left alone. Left alone. No letters a day. Not even a call on my telephone. Understand a little loving. But it's all in the world I need. Lord, a little understanding, a little loving, baby.
one, the only Mr. Jimi Hendrix. It's common to hear people say, we'll never see the likes of him again. Usually that's bullshit. Not so much in Jimi's case. It's been a long time, and we have not seen the likes of him again yet. That was People's Peoples. Jackie Merritt preceded with Fast Food Mama. Great tune. Marianne Redmond preceded with Too Many Cooks. Was that the name of a Three Stooges short? Too Many Cooks? I think so. I think it was one of the better ones, actually. The Fugs before Marianne with I've Been Working for the Landlord. I love that tune. Been thinking about it a lot lately as I've been hearing about all of these real estate deals. Coco Taylor preceded with Black Rat, and Guitar Slim opened with The Things That I Used to Do. I don't think I could sing about the things that I used to do. I can moan about it, but who wants to hear that? Okay, we're about to do one of those sets that probably has something in it to offend just about everybody. The whole range. It asks the question, if you offend everybody, have you really offended anybody? Yes, you've offended everybody. I'm about to offend everybody. In it.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Spider, trying to block my path. There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's butt. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
A garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. walked out in the middle of the room. I believed in God. I raised my arms and fell to my knees, and I believed in God. The sun shone on her beautiful eyes, and I believed in God. She made everything wrong into everything right, and I believed in God. But he's
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a Bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing. They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics have the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
5, 6, 7.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and stay. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In
In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Head.
Oh, my name, it is nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide. And the land that I live in has God on its side. All the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Our country was young, with God on its side. The Spanish-American War had its day. And the Civil War too was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. Our First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they killed 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of the chemical dust. If I them were forced to two, then file them we must. One push of the button and a shot the worldwide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side.
Mr. Bob Dylan, a.k.a. Zimmy, with God on our side. Always confused me. How could God be on both sides of a war? As I grew older, I started asking the question differently. I started asking the question, how could God be on any side of war? If I didn't get around to offending your faith structure, well, I guess I apologize. Write in, make some suggestions, and we'll offend you at a later date. Before Bob, Mr. Herbert Garrison. Merry fucking Christmas before Herb and Mr. Hand. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. Atheists don't have no songs. See, we nailed atheists too, okay? Danko Jones before that, I believed in God. Frank Zappa before that, Jewish Princess. And once again, we're sending that one out to our pal Mindy. She's had a really rough week, and hopefully this will make her laugh a little bit. Before Zappa, Monty Python, Every Sperm is Sacred. From the movie Monty Python's Meaning of Life, which, by the way, does reveal the meaning of life. It's right after the Mr. Creosote scene, which is one of the more disgusting scenes ever in movie history. I think it's hilarious. Your mileage may differ. Before the Pythons, Cherry Poppin' Daddies, God is a Spider, and we open the set with something that I think some people thought would happen with the current guy in office. By now, I hope they've disabused themselves of that notion. Billy Bragg and Wilco sing All About Christ for President. Juliana Hatfield opens our next set, but first, a word from me.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Got a pain in her head, her eyes are red. Cuts her again in your day.
She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Short skirt and a long maybe be late, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, baby, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you and I'll make them shine. Lay, baby, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, baby, stay, stay with your gal a while. Until the break of day, come on, let me make you smile. Your clothes are dirty, but your hands are clean, and you're the finest thing I've ever seen. Stay, baby, stay, stay with your love a while. Why wait any longer for your world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when she's lying right next to you? Lay, baby, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, baby, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you and hold you tight. Stay, baby, stay, baby, stay, baby, stay while the night is still ahead.
We'll be right back. She takes just like a woman, yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks like a little girl. Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows baby's got new clothes lately. I see her ribbons and her bows, and the problems from her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yeah, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. And she aches just like a woman. And she breaks like a little girl. Raining from the first, and everybody knows I was dying of thirst. So I came here, a long time's curse, and what's worse is his pain.
Singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, activist, composer, Miss Nina Simone. What a voice. What a voice. Before Nina, the Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar. Before that, Maria Muldaur. Be careful here. Lay, baby, lay. Sort of like Lay, Lady, Lay. You know, that Bob Dylan tune. I'm playing a lot of Dylan stuff, or at least Dylan compositions tonight. Just Like a Woman was just like a Dylan. The Dictators before Maria with I Got You, Babe. Cake before that. Short Skirt, Long Jacket. And we open the set with Juliana Hatfield. A Dame with a Rod. You can't say that unless you're doing sort of a Sheldon Leonard type accent. And I don't mean the guy from the sitcom or guys. I don't know how that works. I mean the great movie actor and radio and television actor and TV producer. Genius, Sheldon Leonard. Great guy. And he truly immortalized the gangster accent. Did a lot of Damon Runyon, too. The Guys and Dolls movie. Well, the clock on the floor is moving backwards, and that means, once again, it's time for the big babble. Tell me, do you believe in karma? I think I do. I guess I do. Not so much as sort of like a religious philosophy, but more as a force of nature, of gravity. It just seems to work a lot. Here's one place where it hasn't been working yet. It hasn't been working in Washington, D.C. It hasn't been working in the Trump administration because the man is hysterically trying to get rid of this investigation and just how brilliantly Trump represent Russian interests, Trump and his cabal, it's gotten to the point right now where, damn, every day there's major revelations documented. So if we look at it from afar, either all those folks are guilty as hell, or it's just been the most remarkable series of absolute coincidences you've ever seen or heard. I don't believe that. Coincidences can happen, but one after the other, and each one bigger than the previous? No way, folks. No way. And now the man is trying to get the investigation halted before they get a hold of his tax records, and it may already be too late. And now he's having his lawyers look into whether or not he can pardon himself and his family? Well, you know, this isn't rhetorical. Accepting a pardon is an admission of guilt. That's the truth. It's time for this farce to come to an end. Your opinion may vary. Tweet me at CreepyMikeGold.
Your time is up.
Thank you as always, Beulah. Yeah, it's time for our boot heels to be wandering. We shall return next week right here at GetThePointRadio.com. Listen to us while we're broadcasting. Listen to us on demand. But whatever you do, just listen to us, okay? I'm Mike Gold. This has been and shall be again Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This will be for the last 3 1/4 minutes of our show from the much vaunted white album called The Beatles. Taking us home tonight, The Beatles. Everybody, everywhere. This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.